DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
How's being a papa treating you?
Good. He's a good kid.
So far.
Yeah, for now.
You can't talk back yet.
Right. Can't start shit.
Yeah. Pretty much if he does, Bryce can pick him up and
set him elsewhere. Yeah. Just reposition. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear. How's Sarah holding up?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
The single word of the day is...
Bryce is a man of few words, but those words count.
Sometimes. I don't know. I've worked with him. A lot of his words didn't count for shit.
Ouch.
Yeah. Feel the burn.
It'll burn.
I don't frame anymore, so I don't have to.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
I bet they were desperate to try and get me over there.
Probably. However, they are talking about moving our pay grade up to pay grade 8, which, if they do, would be cool, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah.
But still, I talked to Ben the other day, and he was like, yeah, I still wouldn't come back over. It's like, yeah, I can't say that I blame you, but at least it'll make me feel a little better about all the bullshit I have to do.
Yeah.
A little. But yeah. No, all's well, though, buddy.
Yeah.
So what the hell's new with you, aside from child?
That's pretty much it.
What the fuck?
It takes up, like, all of my day.
Have you been pissed on yet?
Have you ever changed an infant? The answer is yes.
I was going to say, I was like, you know, I'm fairly certain
fatherhood.
I'm fairly certain he's counting the times he hasn't been pissed on.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, before, like, I kept saying that it was gonna happen. He was like, nope.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I never said no.
Dude, you said it on a podcast.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
How do you get pictures of audio?
I don't know. That's your job to figure out.
Running a little late. Keep you posted. Big Jim.
Okay, well. Shit. We can't do this thing without him, so. Fuck, dude.
God damn it so much.
He was good to go at noon.
Yeah.
Dick.
I figure I'll just do that. Just because it's funny.
Keep him posted? Or...
Did Dan get a smartphone?
No, I'm on my iPod and I'm currently rating the Wi-Fi over here.
Smartphone. Do you know what that would do?
Explode?
Exactly.
It might also take the whole entire service net and just drop it, so I think it's smarter that I have limited internet access.
Yeah, it would break the internet. No one would be able to get online ever again.
Can we send you to the White House to mess with Trump's phones?
Unfortunately, I have a feeling I would just make it work better. My powers don't work for good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this show would be perfect all the time.
He's right.
So,
he's got us.
I'm pretty sure that would be a bad idea, and besides, I'm not above homicide. Just saying.
Hello, Secret Service.
Famed terrible superhero Luddite Boy was caught at the White House this morning.
With his hands trying to grasp around the thick, chubby neck of the president in an attempt to strangle. However, he stated, "It was impossible once I realized there's no getting through that much fat."
Hey.
That and his spray tan was so slippery.
Couldn't get a grip.
And use them up.
I'm not a bullet guy, though. I'm a knife guy. How's being a papa treating you?
Yeah, if you're going to do it up close and personal so you can see the life drain so far. Eyes.
Come on, like some Tony Montana shit.
You can't talk back yet.
Right. You know, can't start shit.
Yeah.
Because that's how you
feel
better about
it. Pretty much if he does, Bryce can pick him up. Bryce is a long-distance guy because, you know, he's got to shoot and go. He's got contracts.
That's good. I'm glad to hear how Sarah holding up.
I get that.
But,
good.
Me, I'm a one constant single guy, word so of the day like is one at a time. Just take my
Bryce
time.
Is
and
a man
it.
A few words.
Well, you those words count. Name
in this I do. I do. I like to carve little know, things in it to remind myself of all the fun I had. You know, and then everyone starts showing up and ruins all my fun.
Yeah, feel the burn. Dan's a tagger of the highest.
I don't frame anymore, so I don't have to.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
That's okay.
I bet they were desperate to try and get
did you and Sarah see Dark Tower?
Probably.
I know that's a...
We did, actually.
Oh, did you? Wow.
But they are talking about moving our pay grade up to pay grade 8, which, if they do, would be cool,
good.
But I'm not holding my breath.
I wish it was longer. Yeah. I felt like there was a lot
but
more...
Still, I talked to Ben the other day, and he was like, I still wouldn't come back over. It's like, I can't say that I blame you, but...
I thought it was really well done. I thought it was well casted.
At least it'll make me feel a little better about all the bullshit I have to do.
They did a disservice to the book series. I don't know if you've read the series.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
It's a really good series.
What
and,
the hell's new with you?
Given your love
child.
Of fantasy, I'm actually kind of surprised you haven't read it.
What the fuck?
It takes up like all
I am
of my
too,
day.
But at the same time, I
have you been
I
pissed on yet?
Because it took me fucking forever to want to pick it up.
Have
it's
you
a,
ever changed
it's a
an
slog
infant?
To get through, but if you can get through the first book.
I was going
to
say, I was like, you know,
I will
I'm
say
this. Fairly certain
fatherhood.
I'm fairly certain he's counting the times he hasn't been pissed on.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like before, like I kept saying that it was going to happen. He was like, no, you can be infuriated.
Yeah, that's why I'm infuriated. There was
dude,
no
you said it on
end
a podcast.
To a otherwise
did you
fairly in-depth, cool, neat story about all these wonderful different things. And he's just like, well, I don't really want to end it, so
okay,
fuck
enough.
You.
Running
it doesn't
a little
end.
Late.
Well, like, I think he got through.
This
okay,
is the
well.
Song that never ends.
You can't do this thing without him, so.
He had one of his manuscripts stolen.
God damn it so much.
He was good to go at noon. Oh.
Yeah, so that series is never going to finish.
Dick.
Do what now?
That bites.
What series? I figure I'll just do that. Just because it's funny.
Game of
Keep
Thrones.
Glenn Cook. I can't remember his name.
No, I'm on my iPod and I'm currently... No. I know which one you're talking about. Glenn here. Cook. Yeah, that was the...
smartphone.
The
do
one
you know
you
what that
me.
Would do?
Explode.
Exactly.
It might also take the whole entire
no,
service
it was
net.
A big one. It was.
Oh no, that one he finished. That was fucking amazing. Access. The Black Company.
Black Company. I knew it was
no
Black something. I just couldn't fucking remember. Yeah, that
did
one wasn't too bad.
To the White House
I was able to get into it a little bit, but
unfortunately,
honestly,
I have a feeling I would.
His cadence was a little off for me, but
my powers don't work
through. I just otherwise this show would be for the next 5 years to do so.
He's right. Speaking of hanging on, did you get through those
I'm
movies?
I'm pretty sure that
I got
be a
through
bad
Friday
idea,
the 13th.
Or no,
I'm
I got through Nightmare on Elm Street. Currently halfway through
just
Friday on the 13th.
It's a 90-minute movie.
Yeah. My wife is like, "Oh, let's watch this."
Superhero
love
I pull. It was caught at the White House.
Unless it's Game of Thrones, it doesn't matter.
With his hands different things trying to grasp around the thick, chubby neck of the president. In an attempt to strangle, however, he stated it was impossible once I realized there's no getting through that much fact.
Can we talk about the dragon? Hey.
That his spray tan was so slippery.
John Targaryen.
I was just going to say, he is Targaryen, so there is a kinship there, even if the man has a knife.
Do you know his real name?
Walk right up and look you in the face as I shank.
Yeah, if you're going to do it up close and personal so you can see the life drain from your eyes.
Come on, like some Tony Montana shit.
From a friend you fucked. Targaryen. Yeah, I just discovered that.
Well, he's because that's how you feel better about
kinda.
It, you know.
Bryce is a long distance guy
name,
because you know
yes.
he's got a shoot
actual
go.
Name
given
and
by
his
mother as Aegon Targaryen,
he's got shit to do.
And Ned Stark
that.
Changed
but,
it to Jon Snow to hide his.
Well, yeah, I'm
because
a
that was kind
guy,
of a
so
you know
like
Baratheon.
See, I thought it was Jon. I thought it was Jon Targaryen too. Apparently,
you like to write
Aegon.
I do. I like to carve little things in it to remind myself of all the fun I had.
All yourself, but at the same time,
you know, and then everyone starts showing up. And ruins all my fun.
Oh, yeah, no.
Robert was
Dan's
on
a tiger
path of destroying
of
all Targaryen bloodline.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. This is the last little bit of his sister that survives, and she told him to keep it alive, so...
Did you and Sarah see
Dark
Tower?
Yeah, I changed his name, too.
No, the full...
Actually.
Oh, did you?
Apparently,
the full story behind Jon Snow. I don't know if it's going to happen this season.
It was good. I wish it was
might.
Longer. I felt like there was a lot more they could have. Because
we still have two episodes
on,
left, but
two left.
Yeah,
what?
I thought it was really.
No,
well done.
I have not watched.
They're saying next season just felt like
They did a disservice to the book series. What? I don't know if you've read the series.
Nope. Oh, this is fucking
stupid. It's a really good series. And
no, Bryce,
given your love
right,
of
like,
fantasy, I'm actually kind of surprised
Drogon
you haven't read it.
Senses the Targaryen blood.
I am too,
Drogon.
But at the same time, I understand because it took me fucking forever to want to pick it up.
It's a slog to get through.
And that's the thing.
If you can get through the first book,
her brother burned him. He was also
I will say this, though. No, he didn't burn. He was...
more he got cooked.
He was
infuriated with the end of that series than I've ever been with any end of any series ever.
Except it
smelted,
ended,
I guess,
so
but still, he burned. That's why.
His flesh
there wasn't
a fire, though.
End true, but at the same time, you think
so
about
I
otherwise,
think
he fairly in-depth, cool, neat story about all these wonderful different things, and he's just like, well, I don't really want to end it, so
fuck you. It
doesn't end.
Well, like, I think
however,
he got
again, he's still totally burned.
Song I would say it was more melted than burned.
Again, you shouldn't be able to melt either.
Like, I'm not
again,
up.
Melting, burning,
it,
searing, charring.
Yeah, so, I think it has to do with the flame, the purity of the
what
flame.
I don't think Daenerys can even get a sunburn.
What series?
I'm pretty sure
no,
she sucks
in
the first
season.
Well, it's not the butcher.
Yeah,
or no. I know which one you're talking about. Glenn Cook. Yeah, that was the one you loaned to me.
No, wrong message.
The Black
Dread
Flame?
Empire, maybe?
Jaharis.
No, it was the big one. It was...
explain the John.
Oh, no, that one he finished. That was fucking amazing. The Black Company.
Black Company! I knew,
well,
and
Black
again,
something.
I have to wonder
just
if that's even
remember.
Something they're even going to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that one wasn't too bad.
Frankly, I was able to get into
to
it a
story,
little bit, but honestly,
Bronn knows he's Targaryen.
His cadence was
he's
a little off
gonna
for
find
me,
out.
But I'm sure I could have muscled through.
Know.
I just didn't want to be hanging on to
yeah,
him.
He's
still, five
he's
the
whole reason why
so.
We found out that
speaking
Stark
of hanging
found
on, did
his
you get
sister
through those
bleeding,
movies
dying after
I got through Friday.
He had that flashback in season 6.
Or no,
oh, Bronn.
Yeah,
Bronn. Sorry, Bronn.
Bronn
is the cell
it's a 90-minute movie.
Yeah,
thank you.
My wife is like, oh, let's watch this.
Some of the names are too close.
All right, cool, let's do that. We sit down with
Game of Thrones,
yeah, he would be a cousin.
Finds different things to do, and it's like
Jon Snow is not even Bran's
cousin.
The
latest episode
because,
from yesterday.
Yeah,
yes,
it was yes.
Ned's sister, so that would make
can
his aunt.
Can we talk about the dragon?
Yep, they're cousins.
So they're cousins, not
and
his brothers.
Here's an interesting twist:
John
as
Targaryen.
Close in age as they are,
well, I was just gonna say
Daenerys
he is Targaryen,
John's
so there is a kinship
aunt.
There, even if
yeah,
only.
Do you know his real name? And here's the question I'll pose to you. Do you think Jon and
John
Daenerys are going to... No,
Bumbos?
It's actually Aegon.
No,
thank you.
I do not.
You're welcome.
Yes, I think she's going to marry Gendry.
Yeah, I just discovered that.
Honestly, I would disagree. I would say that...
His
fuck you, Bryce.
His
no.
actual name given by his mother is Aegon Targaryen, and Ned Stark changed
well,
to
my
John
thought process
Snow
was,
his...
is I know she
well, yeah, because
has
that was
a lot of
kind of a, you know, Baratheon.
See, I thought it was Jon Targaryen's
apparently. And on top of that, Gendry has no claim.
I think at that rate, it's just a matter of, and the King of the North and the Queen of Dragons kind of is a power play.
No, the only... Oh, yeah, no.
Robert
was the strongest claims to the Iron Throne, Jon has
the last little bit of his sister that survives, and she told him to keep it alive. So
if we're gonna go by the full
isn't
apparently the full story behind Jon
Snow,
but I don't know if it's gonna happen this season. It always goes male first. It might.
That's true.
So. But Jon still have two episodes left, but he doesn't want to mind
only two
so
left?
I think if he ends
what?
Up on it,
even if Gendry
has
not
worked,
we're
saying next season, though, is going to...
Yes, but he hasn't been in a legitimized battle.
What? Yeah, it's only seven episodes.
Yeah, but only if he's legitimized by his father. He can't legitimize himself.
No, Bryce, I think you're right, though. I think
he has no way of not becoming...
It could enough of a struggle.
What is Gendry's last name by Bastard of the South? I wonder if he burns.
I'm pretty sure it's Snow, regardless.
No, Snow is for Northern
Bastards.
Yeah,
Snow is Northern
Bastards. And that's
Bastards.
The thing. Daenerys doesn't burn, but her brother burned, and he was also full Targaryen.
No, he
yeah,
didn't
I can't
burn.
Remember.
He was, is it...
he got cooked.
He was...
Or something like that?
I don't think...
Fuck, I can't think.
Smelted,
because
I
think Highgarden Bastards are
burned.
Flour. His flesh
yeah,
cooked.
But it wasn't a fire, though.
True, but at the same time,
you're wrong
so
about that too.
Honestly,
no,
because
Highgarden's in the south too, so wherever it is, it will be.
Yeah, but it was fire. There's something.
Bryce
yeah,
is already on
his phone.
Oh, good.
He can't
Bryce, are you on this?
Right now.
Thank you.
I can feel it. I can sense it in the force.
However, again, he's still totally burnt.
No, I really. I would say
I'm
it was
actually
more melted
having
than
a discussion
burned.
With.
Again,
work.
You shouldn't be able
Sansa's
to melt either. Again, melting, burning,
I think it,
searing,
he
charring.
I think it has to do with the flame, the purity of the flame.
I don't think Daenerys can even get
and
a
and
sunburn.
And I actually think that Sansa's going to have a wake up call because she's starting to act.
Pretty sure
she's
sucks during tanning season.
And someone's going to call her out.
Probably Arya. Because Arya seems to have a very firm grasp of
that's his name.
Keeping eyes on people. However, I'm not real tickled that she got played by Littlefinger.
No, wrong message.
She got played by Littlefinger because Littlefinger's trying to... He sees Arya as a threat.
She is.
he's got to put a wedge between Sansa
Jaharis.
And Arya.
Yeah.
But I think Bran's...
Well, and again, I have to wonder if that's even something they're even going to talk about at all, because quite frankly, it does add something to the story, but knowing that Bran knows he's Targaryen, he's probably going
to
find out sometime sooner or later.
Bran doesn't know.
Yeah, he does.
He does?
Yeah, he's the dead people walking.
Well, he's a marked man.
And on top of that, you know, the Night King kind of
wants his ass. He had that flashback in
season 6. Oh, Bran!
Yeah, Bran.
I really do think it's going to be Bran that puts a stop to it. I don't know how, but I just feel like he's going to be the one. Or John's going to come back, and he's going to...
Some of the names are too close, so if you mispronounce them...
And again, I have
a
feeling since the whole book series is called
A
Song of Ice and Fire,
Snow
I have a lingering suspicion it's just going to be Daenerys and Jon.
Because
just barrel nutting through
sister,
them.
So that
I mean,
because
at this
actually,
point, Cersei's not even that much of a
cousin. Yeah,
they're cousins, not even brothers.
Here's an interesting twist. As close to age as they are, in her pocket. Daenerys is actually Jon's aunt.
Are you guys ready for terminology?
Yes, give us terminology. And here's the question I'll pose to you. Do you think Jon and Daenerys are going to...
Is the Westerlands... No,
Pike
is the Iron Islands. I think she's going to marry Jen. River is the Riverlands.
Honestly, I would disagree.
Sand is Dorne, but they don't generally look down on bastards.
I would say that
your choice.
Well,
yeah,
Dornish people are pretty
Bryce,
hoary.
it's
a
wrong
choice,
but it's your
choice.
Snow is the North.
Well,
Stone
my
is the Vale.
Was, I know she has
Storm
a
is
lot
the Stormlands, and Water is the
Crownlands.
She won't. So King's Landing. So Gendry would be Water.
And on top of that, Gendry... has no claim.
See, and again,
to
that's one of those
all.
Things where it's like
and the King of the North I mean, and the Queen of Dragons. Because
Highgarden is in
is a powerful.
No, the
Reach.
As far
the
as
reach.
The strongest claims
fucking
to
geography.
The Iron Throne.
I learned the real one, and I can't.
No, but getting back to followed by Daenerys. The gold
so
that they
the
got.
Thing,
if we're gonna go
the
by
thing with Gendry, is he's an unacknowledged bastard, so he can't even
she's
use
older,
waters.
But it
she's a woman.
Yeah.
So he
always goes male first.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's it.
True.
Or his mother's last name.
Pretty
but
sure
John
he's
doesn't
just
want it.
Gonna be Gendry.
He doesn't want
that
to
raid,
rule.
He really
so
has
I think
if nothing going for him except blood.
Even if Gendry
but honestly, that blood's
master,
only acknowledged by the few who
it.
Know him and the other
yes,
few.
But
he hasn't
been
in a legitimized
bastard.
Well, and I think Gendry's...
Yeah, but only if he's legitimized by his father. He can't legitimize himself. And since his father's
no.
dead,
anything, I think he
has still,
no way of not
just
being happy
enough of a
in
struggle.
His forge.
What is Gendry's
building
last
weapons,
name by Bastard
but
of
he's
the South?
Pretty set on helping
I'm pretty sure it's Snow
Davos.
Regardless.
Oh, yeah. No, Snow is for
and
Northern
Snow,
Bastards.
Yeah,
the
fact
Snow
that
is
he's
Northern
using
Bastards.
A hammer, which was the weapon of choice for his father.
Right.
And he doesn't really
get
yeah,
that.
Like, he just,
same time
yeah,
he just came naturally to
he recently learned, like within the last couple of years, that he was Baratheon's bastard.
True.
But he still. Because
I think Highgarden really bastards are flowers. I will say, that's one nasty fucking warhammer he's got
oh,
there.
Oh, Jesus. And he knows how to use
but
it.
I could be wrong about that,
well,
too.
Well, I thought it was
honestly,
kind of.
No, because Highgarden's in the south, too, so
and
wherever
Smith.
It is.
By trade are hammer smiths.
Bryce is already on his phone looking.
Oh, good.
If.
Bryce, are you
Gendry were to end up
right
with anyone,
you.
I just know.
I bet you.
I would bet. I would bet money it'd be Arya.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bond. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and they're both fighters,
I'm
and they both understand
a
each other. So
with,
I think if
a guy at work,
anyone's
going to
end up with Gendry,
up
it's going to be Arya.
And I should hope so because honestly, they
he
would make
that
a
she's
going to
betray
Jon.
Whoever employs them is going to.
I don't
think
so. I don't buy it.
And I actually think that Sansa's going to have a wake-up call because she's starting to act a lot like Cersei.
Those two.
And someone's going to call her out.
Because honestly, probably
Arya.
Because Arya seems to have a very firm grasp of
just all of that.
Keeping eyes on people. However, I'm not real tickled that she got. Played by Littlefinger.
Season, but what a way to
she got played
the
by Littlefinger.
Right.
He's
the whole
drink
Arya
the Kool-Aid.
Threat.
She is.
So he's got to put a wedge between Sansa and Arya.
Yeah.
No,
but
I think next season we're going
to
see a lot more.
Because Bran can see
I'm actually
everything.
Kind of.
So
I was a little disappointed in last night's episode because they've had kind of this formula with each episode leading up to last night, where it's like it's kind of, you know, story, and the last 15 minutes.
Well, he's a marked man.
Fucking
and on top of that, you know.
Right.
And last night was the first time
the Night King kind of wants his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really do think it's going to be Bran that puts a stop to it,
though. I think next
I don't know how, but I just feel like
there
was so many.
There
was
so
much. Or John's going to come back
in this one that I think that. Kind of
and again, I have a feeling since the whole book series is called A Song of Ice and Fire, I have a lingering suspicion
totally
it's just
Plus
going
it's
to be Daenerys and Jon.
Because I think next episode is going to be so...
Just
next two episodes actually
them.
Are going to be
I mean,
because
at this
so
rate, Cersei's not even that much of a threat. She doesn't even have her money for the Iron Bank anymore.
Actually,
they
have
does.
To have this sort
does
of...
She?
You
she's
know,
got the Iron Bank in
calm
her,
before
in
the
her
storm.
Pocket now.
How? She didn't. All right.
Are you guys ready for terminology?
Yes, give us terminology. Hit it.
So, Flowers is the Reach.
I told you.
Hill is the Westerlands. Pike is the Iron Islands.
I think I'm going to keep this whole conversation.
River is
the
Riverlands.
We'll just have a longer episode.
Sand is Dorne, but they don't generally look down on bastards.
Dornish people are pretty
and
boring.
It's been a while, guys, since we've done a full-on Game of Thrones.
See, Snow is the North. Stone is the Vale.
Episode.
Storm is the Stormlands, and Water is the Crownlands.
How do you think this
season is King's Landing. So Gendry would be past
Water. Water.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's doing great.
See, and again, that's one of those things where it's
would
like...
Would you say it's one of the best seasons overall?
Oh, yeah,
seasons?
By far.
Because Highgarden is
I would agree.
The Reach.
The Reach, thank you.
I don't know where I'd rank it, though. Like,
fucking
I
geography.
Say the
I learned the real
season?
One, and I can't
No, but getting back to...
I don't know, man.
I'd say it's in the top three.
I would
so
agree with
the
that.
Thing, you the know thing why? With Gendry is he's an unacknowledged bastard, so he can't even
use
waters.
I would say the first season ranks as the best because
so
it's
just
the introduction,
Gendry.
And it was so well
That's
done.
It.
Or
yes,
his mother's last name.
You're right. Pretty
However,
sure he's just going to be
At this point,
Gendry,
I think the
and
reason
at that
why
rate,
this
he really has nothing
so
going for him except blood.
Everybody's favorite
but honestly, that blood's only acknowledged by the few who know
well,
him,
we haven't
and
lost
the other few are trying to kill
anyone,
him.
Anyone, really.
Don't
still.
Oh,
it's well,
going to
happen.
Shit.
Gendry's going to happen.
Shut the hell up.
I don't think Gendry's
no, it's like,
shut your interested mouth. In any
We got
sword.
Arya back at home. We got Sansa back at home. We got
I think
Bran
he
back
would
at home.
Just be happy
Jon, King
in his
of the
forge.
North. We got
building
Daenerys
weapons.
On Dragonstone.
But he's
we got
pretty
Tyrion the
set
hand
on
her.
Helping.
We
Samwell's
Davos.
Coming. Samwell's
oh, yeah.
heading to
And
Winterfell.
I love the fact that
Samwell's
he's using the hammer, which was
a
fucking for his father.
I'm
right.
actually a little disappointed.
And he doesn't really
I want more
get that,
like,
but
he
at
just,
the same time,
yeah,
he
just
came naturally to
He recently learned, within the last couple of years, that he was Baratheon's bastard.
True.
But he's still interesting question.
Doesn't really care.
I will say that's one nasty fucking warhammer he's got
oh,
there.
Jesus. And he knows how to use it, and I love it.
Well, I thought it was kind
of
fun.
Man of the
he's
Watch.
A Smith. Yeah, he's still Night's Watch.
Smith.
Honestly,
so,
by trade, are hammer smiths.
He can't honestly, marry Gilly,
if,
which I think
Gendry were
want.
To end up with anyone, I bet you, I would bet, I would bet money it'd be Arya.
Mm-hmm.
They have
history.
A bond, yeah.
And they're both fighters, and they're both understanding each other. So I think if anyone's going to end up with Gendry, it'd be Arya.
And I should hope so, because obviously they would make
Can
a
you
fucking
hear Bryce?
Terrifying couple.
Well, whoever
Bryce
employs
is on hold.
Them is going to be
oh,
set.
Why is Bryce on
hold? Just, yeah, you're done.
So then no.
That's okay.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's those two. Arya makes me happy, see. Because honestly, I was looking forward to her just becoming a badass.
Hey, can you,
you
call into Bryce?
All of that.
And I'm actually kind of
sure.
sad that we haven't
Yeah, why don't you
call
into Bryce,
and
I think he can bring you into
this
conversation.
With that
right?
Gotcha. All right, I'll give it a shot.
Play. Okay.
Bye, sweetheart. Ugh.
Badass, right?
Yeah. No, I think next season we're going to see a lot more.
There
you go. I'm
are
actually kind of I was a little disappointed in last
Hello.
Night's episode because
sorry, Jim called in
they've
and
they've had
put you
kind
on
of
hold.
A, this formula with each episode leading up
yeah,
to
you add
last
to
night's where it's like it's kind of you know story and the last 15 minutes is just fucking war.
No, I will add
right.
me to
and
the
last
call.
Night
okay,
was the first time that we didn't see that.
Because otherwise,
yeah.
it will just put
but
you on hold.
But, I mean, I was fine that with it because it's preparing
You don't
want to
put us on hold. You like us.
Well, there were so many. There was
there?
So much big reveal in this one that I think
Updating
that kind of overshadowed
Could
the look like it yet.
Could it be? No, I totally
yeah.
agree with you. Plus, it's preparing because I think next episode
Well, we'll just
is
wait until
be
we
so,
hear
so, The next two episodes, actually, are going to be
no,
so
no.
fucking
I'm, like, totally
heavy.
Freaking out that it's just going to hang up on everyone.
Dude,
shut down.
Sort of, you know, calm before
Well, I figure
storm.
If you're hosting it, we have a better shot because, for some reason, your Skype
yeah.
works better than mine. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Mine always fucking fails, and I don't know why. So I think I'm gonna keep this whole conversation for the episode. We'll just have a longer episode.
One more time, because he tried calling me, so I think he ignored that one.
What a bastard!
And it's been a while, sure. Bryce, since we've done a full-on Game of Thrones.
Jim, fucking meat and molester.
How do you think always this season is faring as compared to past
molestation?
Oh, I think it's doing great.
Amazing steaks. Would you say it's one of the best seasons overall?
Oh yeah,
seasons?
By far.
I
think
would
it's
agree.
It's gonna be a thing now. Every time I cook meat on my barbecue, I'm just gonna send a picture to Big Jim.
I don't know where I'd rank it. That episode, I wouldn't say it's so top far season.
Above. Ooh, I don't know, man.
I'd say it's in the top three.
I would agree with that. Show, and
it's, you know why? Because it's predominantly Daenerys.
Meat fuckers.
I'm just like, I would say so much first more season ranks is the best because it's the introduction.
No,
yeah, last episode.
Yes,
no,
and you're right. That's it.
However, okay.
At this point, I think the reason why this season's holding its ground so hard is because everybody's favorite character is
working better on his end,
doing what they do best.
Well, we haven't lost.
I think it's on Jim.
Anyone,
probably.
Oh, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Shut the hell up. No, it's like,
shut your mouth.
We got Arya back at home. We got Sansa back at home. We got Bran back at home. We got Jon, King of the North. We got Daenerys on Dragonstone. We got Tyrion rolling the hand with her.
Samwell's coming. Samwell's heading to Winterfell.
Samwell's a bad motherfucker.
I'm actually a little disappointed.
Yeah, mine only worked once, and I was able to get Samantha and Jim on, and then
ever
since then, it's
just
failed miserably.
They kind of got through what we would be seeing if we had more of Sam in, like, the first episode.
For the record, not my fault.
Here's an interesting question.
I'm just saying.
Well, you weren't here for that call, so.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But you've been here every time it failed.
No, he's not. Man of the Watch.
Yeah, he's still my watch. I blame your machine for not
being... He can't
being
marry...
It's a new machine!
Which I think they both want.
It bought
there's
me
a
true
Faraday cage how will in it. He's got to be released from the Night's Watch.
Trying to connect?
Come on.
Hey,
connect.
Hey, there's Jim.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh, I swear.
Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can you hear
it
Bryce?
Work
it.
It doesn't.
I...
Oh, Bryce is on hold.
This song leaves a lot to be
why
desired,
is Bryce
anyway.
So then, no.
Okay.
He's still on hold.
Let me see. Hey,
this
can
moment
you,
of silence brought
can you
to
call
you by
into
Big
Bryce?
Sure.
Yeah, why don't you call into Bryce
meat
and I think he can bring
for
you
all
into
your meat
this
molestation
conversation.
Needs.
Gotcha. All right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
We'll lock your hand.
Bye, sweetheart.
Gotta try tip. We'll try
hello
the tip.
Are you there?
We'll try the tip.
But not Jeff.
Are you there?
Hello.
Sorry, Jim called in to put you on hold.
This is free advertising.
Yeah, you gotta add him to
we
the
got
call
some baby
out
back? We'll give you your baby back. I have him calling you.
Be no baby no more.
No, I will add him to the call.
Okay, that sounds good.
It just sounds like dirty molestation.
Because otherwise, he'll just put you on hold.
That would suck.
You don't want to put us on hold. Do you like us?
Is he there?
Intermission. Updating conversation.
Anyone who's upset with that?
Doesn't look like it yet.
Contact Luddite. Jim?
There we go.
Yay!
Holy shit.
Don't.
Well, we'll just wait until we hear his dulcet tones.
Do not move, Jim.
No.
I'm, like, totally freaking out that it's just going to hang up on everyone.
Dude, shut down.
Well, I figure if you're hosting it, we have a better shot because today, for some reason your Skype works better than mine.
How many what?
Yeah.
Many
mine always fucking using fails, and I don't know why.
To power my magic voodoo porno box, I'm currently up to 7 shiny rock pips.
Okay, nice.
One
nice
more time,
because nice
he tried calling
putting
me,
in that
so I think he ignored that one.
Sweet, probably.
What a bastard.
Jerk.
Dick.
Well, we've already been going for like a half an hour on Game of Thrones. So, while we're waiting for you.
Always fucking meat molesters with their...
Yeah, so what's your opinion, and it better be right, or we're just going to shit on you.
Friction.
Steaks.
Well, I like my incest porn a little bit more modern day, as opposed
I think
to...
I it's just
going to
be...
Back then.
Meat on my barbecue. I'm just going to send
hey,
a picture of you.
Hey, it's fantasy incest
just
porn.
Just going to have a conversation.
That
about
episode is
me
gone.
The
royalty
is kind, am I right?
Above and beyond what it was originally. It's become like the theme
do
of
not
the
let,
show.
Do not let the masterful hand of Mr. Dick Wolf ever hear you say anything positive about Game of Thrones in his presence.
So much more.
That's you and Twain.
No, that,
yeah,
that's
last episode. I was like, no, that's me.
That's it in a nutshell.
Okay. Any luck?
Oh, my God. No.
Okay, well...
Sorry. Not so much for his working better on his end.
God, it was 2 weeks ago that I think it's on Jim and I were together. And,
well, probably.
We were talking nerd fights and things, and Jim, you had an excellent idea.
I checked my phone, and I had, like, 40 calls from him.
I'm just going to hand the reins over to you. Catch! Come on, Jim.
Got it. All right. So, my idea was this, basically. Everybody and their brother seems to have
mine only
an opinion
worked
about
once, and I was able to get
stuff
Jim on
it. The diehard nerds that have been nerds since nerds weren't cool. Basically, the invention of like a hipster
record,
nerd almost, or a hybrid. All the way to like the modern day casual.
Call,
we call
so
them lipstick nerds.
That's what I was saying.
They're nerds because being nerdy is kind of cool, and knowing more than the names of three Dinobots is considered
blame
you know,
your machine for
cool
not
cool
being
in various circles.
So,
it's a new machine!
The combined nerd power that it we have here on the
there's a Faraday cage
I decided to come up with our own variation on the very popular nerd fight genre, which I will
try to connect.
Especially with freaking guys. Angry Nerds.
Come on, Angry Nerds!
There should be a telephone app available very soon.
It doesn't.
Chicken around for that. So what we did was that we were talking last week about one of the things that we're very passionate about, which is horror movies. Chief among them being, I think Friday the 13th was the one I kept going back to because,
this
in my opinion, the
fodder
there is
really
a lot more rich in a sense, at least in some capacities.
Meat molester scene.
It's a good
for all your meat molestation
starter topic
needs
for us to kind of go off on. It's been around since
got
the early 70s.
We'll
for the longest running horror franchises. It may be the first horror franchise if I'm not incorrect in that.
Got to
try
not
tip.
To,
we'll try the tip.
Step
we'll
on your dick, Jim, but it's actually early 80s. The first franchise came out in 1980.
And I was going to say, isn't Halloween from like 77?
This is
free advertising. Big
baby back.
First of all, haven't started yet. Second of all, fuck
it's
you, and third of all, fuck you. And technically, 1980 is as late as 70s
like
as it can get. So,
angry nerd.
Technically, in a kind of break.
As it begins.
And this is what a way to start Angry Nerd. We're already angry.
And we're just at each other's throat.
We haven't even got to the questions yet.
You can contact
hello?
Jim?
There we go.
Yay!
Holy shit.
Let's get started here with the behold modern the question here. I got a nice little echo going
move,
on here.
Jim.
It could drive me crazy at all. The power of modern technology in their hands is simple fucking. Hey, how we're gonna do this is basically I will pose a question.
How many rocks are you using?
And
today?
So each one of you will go in turn, address
rocks?
The question
how many rocks are you using?
And answer it as you see fit. And then the power of my magic voodoo porno box.
I'm currently up to 7 shiny rock tips.
Stupid and inane and that much.
Nice.
Putting in that effort. Like.
Sweet.
Have your say. Afterwards, we will each have time.
Well, we've already been going for like a half an hour on Game of Thrones. So, while we're waiting for you.
Yeah, so what's your opinion? And it better be right, or we're just going to shit on you.
Well, I like my incest porn a little bit more modern day as opposed to. Which is.
Hey, fantasy incest porn, okay?
No, obviously.
But they're royalty.
The
it's okay.
Am I right? And the Camp Arrowhead, excuse me, Camp Crystal Lake. Do not let the masterful hand of
so
Camp Crystal Lake, obviously, there's any
positive
tradition
about
swimming.
There's
archery. There's like panty rays, I'm sure. I mean, there's probably a whole
fountain,
other aspect to Crystal Lake that we'll never even know about. Like
pre-teen
the secrets. Exactly.
Jailbait pregnancies.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Totally.
God, it was 2 weeks ago that Jim, Dan, and I were together. And do you need a moment, Jim? We were talking nerd fights
need
and,
a steak.
And things. And Jim, you had an excellent idea.
Here,
and I loved it so much. I'm just gonna hand the reins over to you.
If
catch.
Just be during summer camp. Totally doesn't count. Doesn't count at all.
Got it.
So, all right. So ground. My idea was this, basically. Everybody and their brother seems to have
one of the things
that's
also very popular
stuff nowadays.
Arts and crafts.
The diehard nerds have been nerds since
Jason
Voorhees.
Total mom
was basically
the so what kind of arts and
like
craft nerd almost
Jason
or a hybrid
for his mother
all
into
like the
modern day
credit,
casual
we
call them
lipstick
kind
of
which are the tools that
nerds become making
being nerdy is kind of cool and knowing more than the names of three Dinobots.
I'll take that one.
You know, happen in
all right, Bryce.
We have the quorum. Bryce. With the combined nerd bandwidth that we have here on the podcast, I decided to come up with our own variation on the very popular nerd fight genre,
which I will
affectionately refer to as
a macaroni
nerd
collage.
Angry nerd!
Oh, that's traditional. Okay.
A telephone app available very
soon. And
that's it. That's all he knows how to do.
Chicken around for that.
Because so he's kind of dim-witted, kind of one of the things that we're all Downsy syndrome-y kind of
horror movies,
like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
Chief among them
sure,
being
whatever. I've never saw that.
I think Friday the 13th was the one I kept going back to. With, in my opinion, like the
collage
is a lot more rich in a sense.
I'm gonna go with turkey.
Or at least it's a good, I'd say, starter topic.
A
for
poorly shaped turkey macaroni
since the early 70s.
Yes.
It's one of the longest running.
Okay, well that's gonna be an easy target to shit on.
for a franchise, if I'm not incorrect in that.
Not to step on your dick, Jim, but it's actually early 80s. The first.
Jim is gonna break up a lot of friendships. Really fucking.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say
the only episode we actually do, or segment of angry nerds that we do.
Oh no!
First of all, I haven't started yet. Second of all. Fuck you, and third of all, fuck you. Like a blood feud. And
if
technically, 1980 is as late as 70s as it can get. So,
angry nerd.
In a kind of race
as
against
it
child.
And this is what a way to start today. Angry Nerd. We're already angry.
Okay, so who's next? We're
adding
to
I'll take it.
We haven't even gotten to the questions yet.
I'm going to say he would make her a wood box.
Just a wood box.
A wood box with the word mom carved into the top to catch all of his teeth that would fall out naturally so she can keep them forever like she kept all of his other shit.
Question the first. And how we're going to do this.
Okay.
Basically.
All right. So, would he have spelled mom correctly?
No. I think he would have spelled it mo. Got the one M upside down and said fuck it and just kept going. And I'm sure somebody helped him with the last M just to make sure it was correct.
It was mom, but it was spelled backwards.
And on top of that, it was used with a very, very large knife. So, you know, lots of long cuts, you know, like that long scratch. The box itself, though,
all over all the things
with, yeah, I kind of feel like that Jason may have had some kind of technical talent before, you know, the whole, like, psychopathic, unstoppable killing machine thing kind of took over.
Yeah, because he was very creative and very, very ingenuitive when it came to methods of killing.
That being said, let's move on to question the first.
Did you say ingenuitive?
Ingenuitive, yeah.
Okay. Now, obviously,
it's a
cichlid.
It's
one
of
the at Camp Arawak. And the Camp Arawak. Already,
right.
Camp Crystal Lake.
I
and so at Camp Crystal Lake, obviously, there's your tradition. There's swimming. There's archery.
Okay.
There's, like, panty raids, I'm sure. I mean, there's probably a whole other aspect to Crystal Lake that we'll never even know about. The
preteen
sex. Secret,
stick figures of
exactly.
Jailbait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. See, I kind of feel like this was, like, prime, you know, all kind of, like, I don't know, like an Ed Gein kind of, like, dream catcher might have been tossed out there, or, I don't know.
No, see, he would have, well, we'll get into that next, but as far as the material he would have used, his shit.
Totally doesn't count. Doesn't count at all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's what
he gets his
greens.
Yeah.
His greens and browns.
So
and
green.
Then,
but with
I'm sure
all
he
that
got
said,
punched in the stomach and had reds.
Yeah.
One of the things also very popular at camp is arts and crafts. And everybody knows, little Jason Voorhees.
So then we'll start with Bryce, your suggestion.
So what kind
of
arts and crafts do you think Jason would have made for his mother? And for extra credit, what kind of materials he might use in making...
Is that cooked macaroni?
Ooh, I'll take that one.
Because
though.
I could see the turkey.
All right, Bryce, we have the quorum respects Bryce from Clan Wolf.
Respect might be a big word, but okay.
Hold on.
So this is going to be a short and sweet one.
Good okay.
It's a macaroni
noodle
collage.
See, there goes my
finger painting.
And then the counselor's picked his ass.
It's traditional,
and then
okay.
And he had to figure something else out.
And that's it.
That's what you do.
That's it.
That's
all he knows how to do.
Crystal Lake,
what's that, because he's kind of dim-witted, kind of Downsy syndrome-y, kind of?
Yeah.
Like Downton Abbey?
See, I would
sure,
agree
sure,
with Bryce
whatever,
in
I've
the
never
respect
saw that,
that
so.
Because he was a...
With the collage up.
Mongoloid. He was deformed and retarded.
I'm going to go with
so,
turkey.
No, there's no proof that this is
a poorly shaped turkey macaroni collage, but if
yes.
He had any kind of...
okay, well, that's going to be an easy target to shit on.
You kind of, you know, you have to almost assume that there's some in
no,
respect
she...
that...
Mrs. Vorvitz indicated that he needed special attention.
He was going to break up a lot of friendships really fucking quick. This might be the only episode we actually
This might be a regular thing.
Yeah, the one time. The one time she lets him out of her sight.
If only because it's going to make people laugh their asses off. A deformed kid wouldn't
need as much attention as someone who had
special needs.
So I think
I'll take it.
That implies that he was at least mentally.
I'm going to say he would make her a wood box.
I think that basically
just a wood box.
A wood box with the word mom carved into the top to catch all of his teeth that would fall out naturally so she could keep them forever like she kept all of his other shit.
The Blumpkin,
he wasn't Frankenstein's monster. Right. He was just a deformed kid.
Would he have spelled mom
issues?
Correctly?
No.
Do you think?
I think he would have spelled
mom. Did a lot of heroin and ecstasy.
Got the one M upside down and said fuck it and just kept going. And I'm sure somebody helped him with the last M just to make sure it was correct.
It was mom, but it was spelled backwards.
And on top of that, it was used with a very, very large knife, so
I don't
lots
think he would be coordinated
cuts,
enough for doing macaroni.
Like
however, I think he might have
the box
at it
itself
as a turkey,
but everyone else just saw lots of glue and macaroni.
It's just macaroni dumped in glue with sparkle dust on a paper. I don't think it's a turkey at all.
Yeah, because he was very creative and very, very ingenuitive when it came to methods of...
This guy,
really quick. I'm going straight to hell. Right.
I'm driving the bus, so. Fucking A.
And that's right.
Jim's mixing drinks. I think he would have done finger painting.
Oh, it cooks itself down there, trust painting. Okay. your suggestion of a wood.
It would have been himself, stick figures of himself and his mom under a sun. I would say that, I agree with you.
See, I kind of feel like this was like prime, all kind of, like,
even if
I don't know, like an Ed Gein kind of like dream catcher might have been tossed out there.
The thing that he could be mechanically inclined and make a decent box.
Well, we'll get into that next.
But he would,
the material,
screw up the inscription on it.
That's kind of my thought. And again, I was thinking a tooth box would be ideal for him.
Elementary kids are really cruel and punch out his teeth all
the
time.
Right, so it's just kind of one of those things where when he gets them punched out, he gets to keep them.
Yeah. Well, mom gets to keep them.
She does get to keep them, and she will keep them safe until someone touches it, and then she murders them.
Is that cooked macaroni?
The reason why mom keeps the teeth in a box
is so that I can keep them away from Jason because Jason
keeps taking the teeth and planting them in the backyard to be called Jason trees.
Or he thinks they're chicklets and tries to chew
them
and breaks more teeth.
Yeah.
See, there goes my
ball. And the counselor's kicked his ass.
Your suggestion of finger paint? How do we feel like that? How do we feel about that, gentlemen?
Crystal Lake.
Finger paints that he did with his face. And remind them they're not cool.
Would that be face painting?
You would think.
See, I would
he
I
got
would
confused,
agree with
though,
Bryce
and
in
just
the respect
took
that
the paint, smacked it on his face, and took the paint
because
he was
a Down syndrome
still finger
mongoloid.
Painting.
He was
it's
deformed
still a
and
painting
retarded.
He did of himself.
True. It's a self-portrait,
there's
really.
No proof.
I mean, if you really want to think of it that way,
kid's
ahead of his time.
That if he had any kind of
into Jackson
mental difficulty.
If it wasn't for the
psychosis,
he kind
of, you know,
Da Vinci.
You have to almost assume that there's some in the respect that...
Mrs. Borg, he's indicated that he needed special attention.
However,
I fail at life.
Was very, very clingy.
Salvador Dali.
That's who I was
granted,
but
and psychotic.
She sent him away to Cannes, so she wasn't that clingy. Stupid brain!
Yeah, the one time.
Come on, man.
The one time she lets him out of her sight. And Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, come on!
So,
a deformed kid wouldn't need as much attention as someone who had special needs. So I think that
and my
that
is
implies
obviously
that
go
he was at least
box, just because the
mentally
whole
handicapped
I find
in some
to be quite entertaining. So one point goes to a veteran with special attention, which means any attention that doesn't include pitchforks and torches. We have getting a Blumpkin.
He wasn't Frankenstein's monster. He was just a deformed kid with mental issues.
Whenever she's
Mrs. Voorhees did a lot of heroin and ecstasy in the summer of the first.
Oh, go ahead.
She was the first helicopter.
We're going to
pay for that.
Let's not helicopter parent.
Yeah.
All
right. You know, always hovering.
How do you feel about Bryce?
Never heard that term.
I don't think he's coordinated up enough for doing macaroni art, however. I think he might have
looked at it as a turkey. Hovers.
But everyone else just saw a lot of glue and macaroni.
It's just macaroni dumped in glue with she's a complete sparkle dust on a paper.
Smothers all kinds of
teenagers.
It's a turkey!
Okay, so this guy derogatory towards people with special needs really quickly.
I'm going straight to hell. That's okay.
I'm driving the bus, so.
Fucking A.
Jim's mixing drinks
and making the meat.
Of the late 60s, early 70s. What a good concept on there, trust me. Alcohol, all kinds of...
Danny, you're a magician going on.
So, we know a lot about Pamela. We know a lot about being about...
I agree with you, Jim, when you said that he might have some sort of... Even if he does have mental retardation, there is the thing that he could be mechanically inclined and make a decent bot.
Good question. Do we know roughly where screw up the inscription on it is?
That's kind of my thought. And again, seeing how every image I've seen
Eastern United States,
little Jason, he's missing some grill pieces,
Oh, yeah. Well,
so again, I was thinking a toothbox would be ideal for him.
Elementary,
kids are really cool and punch out his teeth all the time.
Right, if I may go first. It's just kind of one of those things where when he gets them punched out, he gets to keep them.
Yeah. Well, mom gets to keep them.
She does get to keep them, and she will keep them safe until someone touches it, and then she murders
them. How is it that Crystal Lake on one side is kind of fucking Manhattan.
Teeth in a box.
It's the lake. How the fuck do they make it from Jason
one side of
Jason
to the lake?
The teeth all of a sudden we're in fucking New York Harbor. That's Jason kind of strange, right?
No one has caught on to that.
Or he thinks they're chiclets and tries to
lake. That boat start off
and breaks more teeth.
Back here, somebody in the Big Apple. That's fucking kind of weird to me. So
I made a candy bar.
Had to be somewhere in and around the New York area. James, you've volunteered to go first. May God have mercy on your
about that, gentlemen.
I feel like Jason's
finger paints that he did with his face.
A was not named Voorhees. Yeah. Would that be face paint? Was a bastard.
He got confused though, and just took the paint, smacked it on his face, and took the page and went.
Mother's maiden name. She never took a husband.
Still finger painting. It's still a painting he did of himself.
True. It's a self portrait, really.
Get some sort
if you really want to think of it that way.
But I feel like
it's getting into Jackson Pollock
Jason's
style.
Father
if it wasn't for the psychosis,
mother hooked up at Woodstock, did a lot of acid, did a lot of shrooms. When she came out of her drug haze, she found herself 9 months pregnant. I fail at life.
Salvador Dali.
That's who I was thinking. So she has almost no recollection of his father whatsoever. Stupid brain.
Okay, so you believe
Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, come on!
I might support that figure. Oh, I'll say this at the very end. I don't want to...
I feel like that's the only logical explanation given Jason's deformities and simple childlike mind. Because even as a grown-up killer...
He was very simple, very focused.
He didn't have
the second question.
The energy, or not the energy. He didn't have the mental capacities to really understand.
Obviously, we know
humans. He was just avenging his mom. Constantly.
Very overprotective. Whenever she smiles,
I will yield the floor.
She
was the first helicopter parent. Please, tech busters. Yeah. Always hovering.
All right. I'll be honest.
Never heard that term.
Agreement with James in the respects that my thought process
keep
was
breaking
always,
up the right when you see what
not necessarily
what
Woodstock so much.
Yeah, it's
like
it's a parent who always hovers.
Dangler Boogie Nights orgy.
Oh,
you see him a lot.
And he has
father.
It's a smother. Which again, the sex, drugs, and everything else that would go on during those giant porn parties alike would lend itself to that, as well as her kind of. get him away from everyone, seclude and, you know, deny the nastier side of society. It's like, Mama been there, and she done it to its fullest, and she got you. And pretty sure she doesn't want you to, you know, find out any of that ever, because that's pretty shameful. And that's just something I thought. It kind of went back to the Ed Gein, you know, purity thought process, because a lot of serial killers, in my opinion, as far as like movie slashes are concerned, come out of real serial killers. You know, they're kind of referenced out of them. With Jason, he does have a mommy complex, and that's a big Ed Gein thing, as well as other killers as well. But
quick question: do we know roughly where
same kind of feel where mom dies? He's
supposed to be
becomes kind of a sick fuck.
I know it's Eastern United States,
but still kind of doing what his mom tells him to. So again, I just have a lingering suspicion.
Yeah, I always thought it was like New York area.
Yeah, because that's what I felt, and that actually lends itself into my theory. If I may go first.
In New Jersey.
Yeah, I'm calling Big Orange.
Yeah, I was going to say, New Jersey, or upstate New York. Here's why. Here's the only reason to support that fact. Is that like, how is it that Crystal Lake on one side got the camp, the other side, fucking Manhattan. It's a lake. How the fuck did they take a boat from one side of the lake? Oh, all of a sudden we're in fucking New York Harbor. That's kind of strange, right? No one else caught on to that? There's a river on Crystal Lake. That boat started off, and Jason's back here with the end of the Big Apple. That's fucking kind of weird to me. So, had to be somewhere in around the area. James, you volunteered to go first. May God have mercy on your soul.
I feel like Jason's pinball machine in the back of the bar. A was not named Voorhees. Jason was a bastard. Voorhees is actually the mother's maiden name. She never took a husband.
Two words.
She just went by Mrs. to get some sort of legitimacy for herself.
Right,
but I feel like Jason's father and mother hooked up at Woodstock. Did a lot of acid, did a lot of shrooms. When she came out of her drug haze, she found herself 9 months pregnant.
Obviously a very sound possibility, but with the possibilities on...
So she has almost no recollection of his father whatsoever.
However, I may have to...
Okay, so you believe Ms. Voorhees with that thought process.
Okay, so here's a thought that might support that.
The idea that she's still loving at the very end, I want to Jason,
I feel,
that if she was a product of a sexual assault from her own father,
logical explanation, given Jason's deformities... If I may interject,
simple
childlike
mind,
because even as a
Bryce's
grown-up
killer,
argument does hold credence.
He was very
simple,
very
focused. He didn't have
being sexual assault.
The energy, or not the energy.
Like she
he didn't
so
have
loved
the mental
her father
capacities
that they
really
actually
understand.
Were in love, and then the father dies.
Human.
So she
was
does
just
become
avenging
very
his mom,
there you go.
Jason, constantly. Because it's the only thing she has left of her father.
Okay.
I will yield the floor.
Okay.
All right. Take
I would say
if,
definitely
will yield.
That much I can totally understand. Kind of like was it Girls
Interrupted?
The Brittany Murphy character that was kind of having that
all
same
right.
thing going on with her dad.
You know, I'll be honest with you.
I'm the only guy
agreement with James.
Claiming to be straight.
My thought process
call
is always not necessarily Woodstock so much as like a Dingler Boogie Nights orgy. And
however,
he has
like
fathers, which,
ideas well of
again,
the
sex, drugs, and everything else that would go on during those giant foreign parties would lend itself to that, as well as her kind of get him away from everyone,
like it just
seclude
her
and,
mind,
you know,
and the baby
denied
grew within her.
Altered, the nastier side of society. It's like Mama been there, and she done it
well
to its
like
fullest, and she got you.
So, as I
and pretty sure she doesn't want you
decided,
to,
thing.
You know, find out any of that ever, because that's pretty shameful.
And,
and that's just something I thought. It kind
of
went back to the Ed Gein,
and,
you know, purity thought process. A lot of serial killers, in my opinion, as far as like horror slashes are concerned, come out of real serial killers.
Thank you.
You know, they're
right,
kind of
5,
referenced out of them.
At,
with
5.
Jason,
right.
He does have a mommy complex, and that's a weird gene thing, as well as other
so
killers as well, but
a
lot of it with Ed Gein. Same kind
of
feel where mom dies becomes kind of a sick fuck.
So, you know. Okay, here's a question
but
for
still
you.
Kind of doing what his mom tells him to.
Obviously, Pam Voorhees...
so again, I just have a lingering suspicion that he is a product angry mama of bear. A very, very...
When you piss her off, when you cause danger to her child, the love of her life, you pay with yours.
I'm calling Big Orgy.
And she has no...
She doesn't know her father at all.
You see the smile on her face at the very first Friday the 13th? She's enjoying killing these kids. It has the entire movie. Big tobacco. With that said,
yeah, Big Orgy is a huge company.
Big Orgy, yeah, they're actually just below
the mom from Psycho. Mama Fratelli,
and that's usually where they like to be.
Turner's character from Serial Mom, or the mom from Carrie. No, my friend. Meet you
on
that shit, fuckers.
On a pinball machine.
I think Dan should go first
this
time, and I think I'll take it.
Butcher,
you know, it's a kind of a weird question because you're really kind of gauging different mothers against them. Like Serial Mom is, in my opinion, the closest to Pam Voorhees in aesthetic. She's protecting her children by murdering other people. The mother from Carrie is more violent and vicious towards Carrie than she is towards people outside the house. She is very cynical towards them, but she doesn't actually inflict pain upon them. She inflicts pain upon her daughter when she even suspects the problem. So I don't know if she's even in the same rating because she's one of those bastard people who is, you know, calm on the surface and can be out in public. But at home, she's a horrible person, which unfortunately just makes her a terrible parent. I would say...
The idea that she's so loving to protect
Carrie,
Jason.
Mom,
I would tell you the mom was a problem from the Goonies, Mama Fratelli.
A Mama Fratelli is just a goon, but as far as we can tell, has never killed anybody.
If I may interject, Jim, Bryce's argument does hold
credence.
Crazy
to escape, so I'm calling bullshit on all of that, and he escaped all that by himself for the most part. She just drove the getaway car.
Like, she still loved her father.
She couldn't even kill any children for fuck's
sake. And then the father dies, so she does
become
very
not a proficient
protective.
Killer, so I won't rank her evil.
Jason,
I will just
because
rank
it's the only thing she has left.
Wonderful,
her father,
adorable, and a little bit of
the
a
mom
pain. Yeah.
We wish we all had.
Right,
that much I can totally understand.
So
kind of like,
I think
was it Girl Interrupted
between
the Brittany Murphy character
Pam
that was kind of having that same thing going on with her
Serial
dad.
Mom, I think is what it comes down to.
I'm
and
the only,
frankly,
I'm the only guy
I will give Serial Mom
to be
the
straight
point
on this
as far as
call
being more evil. Because
Girl Interrupted.
She
okay,
can be
I'm
in the suburbs
any kind of other opinion
and people
I might
don't
have on
know how much of a sick fuck she is.
Forward.
And
however,
they did know how sick she was,
and
they still let her go.
Well, of the fact that she,
so I'm buying her more evil on the sinister level, as well as
sort, and the drugs. I mean, she went
just
there maybe
on
was
the
like,
whole.
"Oh, we're gonna have a good time,"
I think
and then
she
left with like, I don't know what the fuck happened, but like,
damn, bringing the high heat
on my
mind.
And the baby that kind of grew within
if
her,
I may go next,
altered a interesting kind of consciousness.
I am going to agree with Dan.
As
of
I'm
the moms listed,
I've just decided,
only two stand out as actually being
I'm
going to
cut
killers.
The point in half. There's three
the
of
mom
you.
From Psycho
Bryce,
and the mom from Carrie.
Half of one point,
both were
and, James
evil.
Danny, you had to split a
not
half,
evil.
So you get a quarter. So Danny,
harder on
one
their
point,
own children.
One and a quarter.
To the detriment of those children.
1.25, thank you. Points.
Can't
Bryce,
really
point
consider
five,
them evil
James, you're at,
because they were
right.
Be self-righteous.
Think I could do fractions.
Bad.
Yeah, just bad parents. Mom
so,
Fratelli is
a
very close to
fractions.
Pamela Voorhees in that she has
a finish, I guarantee,
special needs child in Sloth. Now,
so, okay, here's
Sloth is more a product of Mom Fratelli's making
Voorhees,
in that she dropped him once.
Maybe
twice.
Mama Bear. when you piss her off, maybe, when you cause danger to
and
her,
she,
her child,
in
her,
her
life,
own way,
you
did
pay with
try yours. And protect
and
protect
she has no, she's actually she has a smile on her face
wall.
At the very end, the very first Friday the 13th. She's enjoying
in her own words, she did it for his own good.
It has the entire movie. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
but they also spent the
with
money
that
on friends to pay. Even meaner.
I do not disagree.
Who's a meaner
I,
mother
again,
than old Pam?
I just
G.
feel
is
she was a bad
the mom
parent.
From Psycho.
Serial mom, Kathleen
Mama
Turner.
Mama Fratelli from the Goonies.
Protected her
Kathleen
children
Turner's
by
character
killing
from
other
Serial
people.
Mom,
and
or
really
the mom from Carrie. You said that wrong. You have to say it properly. Yes. Do it on that shit, fuckers.
Sorry.
dead.
Well,
I think Dan should go first this time.
And I think I'll take
just as Dan said,
you know, it's kind of a weird question because you're really kind of gauging different mothers against him. Like, Serial Mom is, in my opinion, the closest to Pam Voorhees in aesthetic.
That she was
she's protecting her children by murdering other people.
And enjoyed it.
The mother from Carrie is more violent and vicious towards Carrie than she is towards people outside the house. She is very cynical towards them, but she doesn't actually inflict pain upon them. She inflicts pain upon her daughter when she suspects the problem. So I don't know if she's even in the same rating, because she's one of those bastard people who is, you know, calm on the surface and can be out in public.
She's one of the only ones
but
I know, and she's fucking crazy.
At home, she's a horrible person, which unfortunately
really,
just
you
makes
don't
her
know
a
Serial
terrible
Mom?
Parent.
Come on, bro.
I would say...
You ever watch Goonies?
I've seen Goonies.
We have Serial Mom.
You've never seen Carrie?
Goonies, Mama Fratelli.
A Mama Fratelli is just a goon, but as far as we can tell, has never killed anybody.
I've seen Carrie, but that was a long time.
She's a thief.
Bitch, breaks your son out of a... Now, I would say in...
Ain't nobody dead. And yes, easy to escape. So I'm calling bullshit on all of
that. The fact
that
she has such a solid psychological grip over Norman.
I screamed at him a lot.
That
she couldn't even kill any children,
her,
for fuck's sake.
He embodies her.
So
he,
not a proficient killer, so
like
I won't
her,
rank
he talks
her
to her as if she's still
I will
alive.
Just rank her as
so in the sense
wonderful,
like
adorable, and
actually
a little bit of a
the
pain.
The mom
yeah.
we wish we all had.
Right?
to such a degree that
so I think
he almost wears her
between
spirit like a costume.
He's
when he goes
Serial
to
Mom,
he
I
himself,
think is what it comes down to, and quite frankly, I will give Serial Mom
the point
as far as being more evil. Because
Norman Bates
she can
there,
be in the
and
suburbs,
says, oh, look at,
and people don't know
Norman,
how much of
a
sick fuck she is.
Fly,
and,
is
and even when they did know how sick she was, they still let her go. So I'm buying her
but,
more evil
I mean,
on the sinister
the
level as well
here,
as.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have
just
to side with Serial Mom.
I think she beats out Pamela
as the winner for this round, considering that.
And bring the high
right
too.
Also.
Yeah.
The fact that
if I may go next,
killed and had Jason killed because of negligence on the part
I
of the
am
counselors,
going to agree
also
with
drug
Dan.
Use and premarital
of the
second.
Moms listed, only two stand out as actually being
took her parking
killers.
At the grocery store parking lot. Like
the
that,
mom from Psycho and
right
the mom
there.
From Carrie, both were
so okay. So based on that,
evil,
I will vote. I will agree with
harder
the
on
vote,
their own children
the
to the detriment of those children.
2.25 for Danny.
Can't really consider them evil because they were
1.25 for James.
Self-righteous.
And 0.5 for Bryce. So
yeah,
moving on to question number
Mom Fratelli is a very close to Pamela Voorhees in that. She has a
as you,
special
as you can tell, Jason wears a hockey mask.
Now,
indicative of
Sloth
nothing.
Is more a
no
product of
Ma Fratelli's
making.
Why. I mean, I guess
she dropped him.
You know, maybe
once.
He was rummaging around in like
maybe
the,
twice.
The recreational like shed or whatever
maybe,
they had at the
and
at the
she,
camp,
in
and
her
he comes across
way,
the goalie mask.
Did
however,
try and protect,
if you notice, it's an
Sloth
ice hockey mask. It's a summer fucking camp, and hockey in and of itself is not very indicative.
In her
she
own words,
camp
she did it for his own good.
Now, that's just apropos of nothing. Yeah, but the other question I want to ask is, what do you think that...
I do not disagree with that.
Life,
I, again,
story.
I
what
just feel she was a
do you think
parent.
He would truly dominate
Serial
at, and
Mom,
which one
Kathleen
which
Turner
would he be completely
protected
useless
her children
Bryce
by? I think Bryce would like to be on this one. Really devious.
I heard Bryce says he's having an orgasm.
I heard that jump for joy.
Kathleen Turner.
Sorry.
See, you think Dan. That, however,
wrong call.
Very slow and methodical. And these guys are really quick.
Just as Dan
well,
said,
can,
she was.
Well, he can be rendered.
She was a complete
moving.
Psychopath in that you could see her in the
UFC?
Supermarket buying groceries
for
her family and not have any.
Oh, you're gonna love these dinner plates.
That she was a stone cold killer.
Dinner plates.
And
that's
enjoyed it.
Yeah, he'd be good at all.
So
I'm
going to say that
the stock
Serial Mom takes it, but he can reach the high shelves.
Right.
Okay.
Bryce, I yield to you.
And he doesn't sleep, so obviously he can stay in the graveyard shift. So
and the day
I
shift, he can cover
go
both
with
shifts,
Norma
and it doesn't
Bates.
Bother him.
Okay.
He made mad bank. He's
and
mad
what is your basis behind that?
the fact that she's one of the only ones I know and she's fucking crazy.
Really? You don't know Serial Mom? Come on, let me get back to you on that.
Can I have my arm back?
You ever watch Goonies?
I've seen Goonies.
Yeah. Get out of here back after your break.
Carrie? She was just a... You've never seen Carrie?
So what sports do you think Jason would be horrible at?
Horrible at or great at?
Okay, so...
I've seen Carrie, but that was a long time ago.
Hockey? Kind of ironic when you think about it. Now, I would say... You would have a fear of the water or the frozen water?
Mom, yeah.
I'm psycho.
Yeah.
Angst water, you would call it?
The fact that okay. she had such a style, solid psychological grip over
I think James wants to go next.
That even after he kills her, he embodies her. Damn it. He dresses like her. He talks to her as if she's right still alive.
I've got to so sport, in the sense, just, like, I'm totally blanking on the...
Doesn't actually ever kill anyone highlight herself, but she has screwed her son up to such a degree that...
Crew?
He almost wears her spirit like a costume when he goes to kill.
It's the fucking the ice game. They
just
throw the
Norman Bates
fucking...
sitting there and
ball curling. Yes, I think he'd be great at curling.
He wouldn't hurt a fly. And he has that look in his eye.
You know?
Don't tell him. Let's watch him suffer a little longer. Everyone in this fucking room. So.
No, so I think Jason would be great at curling because he's got that.
I'm gonna have to side
the upper
with,
body strength
with
to really
Mom
get that thing moving.
As the winner for this round, considering that you know you're right too.
Yeah,
also,
he doesn't need anyone. Yeah,
Pamela
Voorhees exactly
killed
no
and had
sweeper.
Jason killed
he's
because of negligence
team.
On the part of the counselors, also drug use and premarital sex. Kathleen Turner would fucking kill you if you took her parking space at the grocery store parking lot. Like, that's some shit right there.
Perhaps just
okay.
say,
so
move
based
quickly.
On that, I will vote. I will agree with the popular vote.
Baseball is out. Football is out. Basketball is out.
2.25 for Danny.
Yes! If he could actually nail that fucker like he nails Pete Heads.
For James.
Over the fence every goddamn time.
The other side,
moving on to
where
question number.
Catch
well,
ball.
I didn't actually have a question for number
DH,
four, so we'll just move on to question number five. As you can tell, Jason wears a hockey mask.
Professional wrestling as well.
Indicative of nothing. There's no real explanation as to why. I mean, I guess,
well, it's fake,
you know, maybe he was rummaging around
exactly.
at the recreational like shed or whatever they had at the camp, and he comes across this goalie
mask.
However, if you notice, it's an ice hockey mask. It's a summer fucking camp, and hockey in and of itself is not very indicative
to
a summer camp activity.
Counselors is
now
a,
that's just episode of nothing. My question to you guys would be.
Whole shtick is that he does
gave up his life of, you know, serial
horror
killer.
Effects.
What sports do you think
and
he would
at one point
truly
he
dominate at? And
one of the counselors
who,
that he's kind of sweet on by jumping out of the water
Bryce
wearing the hockey mask.
I think Bryce would like to go first on this one.
I heard Bryce has come in
for I heard that jump for joy.
Didn't work for them. Wouldn't work for this guy in the movie either.
Nope.
See, you think that. Yeah. However,
all right.
He's only very slow to hold it. Let's terrify that girl. Like, I'm going to put a boner in. Like, that just
well,
doesn't,
he can,
no,
you won't
he can be rendered incapable of moving.
And it didn't work for him.
So, James is on
QFC?
Curling.
QFC.
Anything where you're going to love these dinner plates.
Bryce said UFC.
Yeah.
That's
or QVC.
He'd be good at all of them.
He'd kill it. QFC is a
super the spring selection is.
He can reach the high
here. It's a halter top made out of human skin.
This is only going to be wearable for the next 3
and the day shift. He can cover both shifts. He makes a lot of bank on Etsy.
No.
He's going to be mad at him a year.
15 the easy payments of 1995, and this shirt can be you.
So they kind of wanted to take the weekend.
Or be
up.
You.
Shrink.
Your choice.
I'll send it to you one fleshy part at a time.
Can I get back to you on that?
Can I have my arm back, please?
You'd have your arm back after your break.
Well, I guess it'll be
so
my turn now.
Would be
I would say the sport that
horrible at or great at?
I think he would excel at.
Hockey? Kind of ironic when you think about it.
I'm not going to do one because I don't...
You would have a fear of the water or the frozen water?
Yeah.
Angst water, you would call it?
Because it is a lot of upper body strength.
Okay. Let's go next.
Fast, and could you imagine those fucking hog
I think James wants
just
to go next.
Digging into water?
He'd be a one man.
He would.
He would just fucking fly over the top of the water like a speed jet boat and just fucking haul ass. The other one I was not going to say just because it's not really fair is lifting.
Fucking name of it.
professional lifting. I don't know that I would call it a sport because, again, it's crew? Just lifting heavy weights. However, people do take that kind of competition very seriously. And
Jason, well, you can't say water polo. He would fucking
well, explain the game to us.
It's the fucking the ice game. I would like to ask the moderator if I could change my answer.
Oh,
ball curling. Curling. Yes, I think you'd be great at curling.
Consider it, depending on what the answer is.
You know?
Don't
darts.
Tell him, let's watch
professional
him
darts.
A little bit longer.
He's got a dead eye.
He does.
No, I think Jason would be great at curling because he's got
or sports shooting.
I wasn't going to go sports shooting. I was going to go,
but I think darts
sports.
Yeah.
Lumberjack sports.
Yeah. He doesn't need anyone. Yeah, he can get it exactly where he needs it to go. No sweeper. He's a one-man curling team.
I would say.
As far as sports, he's good at
anything where he has to do it.
Also dead.
Also fake.
I would say the sport he would be the worst at.
The curling doesn't take place like
golf.
He would
just murder everybody.
Perhaps just to say, move quickly.
Into the water hazard.
He would
just go on a psychotic spree.
Baseball is out. Football is out. Basketball is out.
He might be a crusher at baseball.
I would actually say
he
would
actually nail that fucker like he nails teen heads.
Right.
Over the fence every goddamn time.
Like,
he doesn't play professional golf because
the
entire audience gets fucking killed.
Like everyone
oh, no,
in the audience
DH,
is wearing red shirts
he's
and the golf ball is a laser blast.
Right?
Yeah.
I would say
no
matter where
they're
standing,
someone's
going to
get a golf ball
as well.
In the eye. Yeah, pretty much. So I think he would be terrible at golf, but I think he would be wonderful at crew.
So was Jason. So I mean, I guess
exactly.
Well, I agree with the crew comment 100%. Actually,
though,
I think because he's also he's aquatically oriented, I would say, because he drowned in the lake. He has like sort of a some kind of a connection to it. He's angry with the water. He would take the aggression out using paddles.
Right?
Chubby guy with curly hair.
Yeah,
this was my logic,
is that he does...
So, again, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to go with Danny on this one.
And
at
one
point
he scares
that's a pretty solid,
one of the counselors
solid,
that he's kind of sweet on by jumping out of the water wearing the hockey mask that Jason later takes from him.
Fun fact, it's some of my parents met, so didn't work for them.
Question.
Worked for this guy. In my personal opinion, the best actor to ever portray Jason was his oldest stuntman, but the whole, like, let's terrify that girl. I kind of want to put a boner in. Like,
he is remarkable.
No,
you don't
the only
do
thing
that
he's really been in that
and
people can identify him as.
So, James is on
Hatchet. Actually, it's a trilogy of movies called Hatchet. It's actually pretty damn good, and you see a lot of shades of Jason.
Bryce
in
UFC.
Yep.
Or QVC.
QVC.
He
kills us.
Spring selection,
also
as you can see here at the Halter Top, made out of human skin.
He was a security guard. This is only going to be wearable for the next week. He said, you have to go through me. It will turn him into
the
door
glass
and walk right through him. And then he shattered.
A lot of bank.
15. All right, I got payments for 1995, and the shirt can be yours.
Or be you.
So the last question, I don't know how to make it to play for this one, depending on if they're good or not. Who would you want to play?
I guess it'll be my turn now. I would say the sport that I think he would excel at. But I will yield if
I'm
anybody else wants it.
I would actually
sport,
like
but
to.
But I will say
that.
I
would
crew.
Say...
Because it is a lot of upper body strength. It's not very
someone
fast.
Someone who would make a fantastic
Jason. Could you
Jason,
imagine those
he's
fucking
got the presence.
Hog arms just
and we saw
water.
Him shine
in... He
would
just
even
fucking
though
fly
they were
over
god-awful,
the water like a speed
the Halloween
jet
movies,
and just fucking
done
ass.
By Rob Zombie.
The other one I was not going to say just because it's not really fair is
you may
lifting.
Know as Sabretooth in the original
professional
X-Men
lifting.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would call it a sport.
He's got the size.
It's just lifting heavy weights.
If he were to watch arguably the
Jason
best Jason, which was Kane Hodder, and kind of use some of. I would like to ask the moderator
Kane's
if I
moves.
Could change my answer to define his Jason. I think you would have
we'll
probably one of the scariest Jasons we've dart seen in a long
professional
time.
Professional darts.
He's got a dead
that's
eye.
That's a very, very good he solid answer. I will give you your point early.
Thank you, sir.
I'll
or sports shooting.
I wasn't going to go sports shooting. I was going to go.
But I think darts. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Lumberjack's Gregor
yeah.
Clegane. He
could
the
down
mountain.
Trees faster than
God
anybody.
God damn you.
I would argue that's too big.
Paul Bunyan, also dead.
He's a fuck
also
monster,
dead.
But at the same time, you can make these people.
I
would say the sport he would be the worst
you know,
at,
using size, reference on the
golf.
Camera,
But when you have him up,
he would just murder everybody every time he hit it into the beach or into the water hazard. He would just go on a psychotic spree.
He has that look to him. I mean, for fuck's sake, they got him in a mask right now on his own.
No, I mean, he's already kill everyone because he would be able
to hit someone. Yeah, right. But people. It's like he doesn't play professional golf because the entire audience gets fucking killed. Point.
Like everyone in the audience is wearing
the
red
guy
shirts
who plays
and
the
golf
mountain
ball is on
Laser
Game of Thrones
is
right. Too, no matter where massive. They're standing, some are chasing a golf ball. Jason is a presence,
yeah,
undoubtedly.
Much. So I think he would be terrible at golf,
so
but I think he would be wonderful at crew.
Dwarfs.
Okay.
His victim.
Well, I agree with the crew.
And I would disagree, but I'll say that
actually,
for you.
I think because he's also
in the movies
aquatically oriented, I would say, because he drowned in the lake.
In a couple of comics,
he has like sort of a
he does
kind
of
connection
like
to
this,
it. He's angry with the water.
Humanly,
he takes the aggression
like
out using paddles.
Over
the paddles.
This was my logic.
And you got to think also.
So, again, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to go with Danny on this one and set
a
point there, because that's a pretty solid, explanation. You know, or when Jason goes to hell, he bends a guy backwards.
Well, look at this last question.
The sheriff.
It's more of an opinion question.
The guy that's supposed to be the sheriff.
In my
personal opinion, the best actor to ever portray Jason was a stuntman by
the
name of Kane Hodder.
Feats of strength. You're going to need somebody that is remarkable.
Doesn't look like just a really
big guy, but
it ends up,
okay,
that guy, that's the guy that's going to fucking tear me in half.
Gosh,
it's a
full book.
A trilogy
of movies. Fuck monster.
Called Hatchet. It's actually pretty damn good, and you see a lot of shades of Jason.
Well, I'll let Bryce go because I've got arguments.
So
Bryce,
say again.
All
right. He was also a walk-on cameo role in the movie Wishmaster. He was
the
security guard that got turned into glass when he said you have to go through me.
Why can't Jason be black?
The door glass and walk right through. Well, and then he shattered.
Whatever Dwayne the Rock Johnson is, I'm not quite sure.
Samoa. All right,
I gotta rewatch that. I got homework assignments.
Which,
right?
You know, I can agree with. However,
I
don't know. I think
the last
the Rock's
question,
presence, the way that he moves and the way that he acts, almost comes out in anything he does. You almost can't
you
put a mask
play,
on the Rock and not know that
Jason
it's the Rock.
In a remake.
Just the way his mannerisms are. At least with Clegane, who I kind of want to go. He's kind of a slow, oafy monster, you know.
But I will yield if anybody else
more
to
that.
It.
I think you have a hard time hiding the Rock, Jason.
I would say
someone just
happened to
orgasm.
I think someone who would make a fantastic Jason. He's got the presence.
They did choose the
and
Rock
we saw him
as
shine
the,
in,
as Jason.
Even though they were god awful.
Somehow
the Halloween movies done by Rock Zombie.
Mask, and you sort of see
Tyler
Mane,
right?
Yeah,
you know, as Sabretooth in the
again,
original X-Men movie.
You'd have a hard time.
He's got the size.
Jason Voorhees,
and if he
I
were
think,
to watch,
size-wise,
arguably the best Jason,
yeah,
which was
really
Kane Hodder,
he's got going
and
for him at that, is
kind of used some of
physique, but
Jason Kane's
is
moves
hidden under very
to
baggy,
define
very
his Jason.
Clothing.
I think you would have
you know that he's huge,
probably one of the
but
scariest Jasons we've seen in a long
you
time.
Probably wouldn't know the difference.
See, I don't think that
good.
Jason.
That's a very good solid answer. I will give you your point early.
They didn't start
thank
using
you,
larger
right.
individuals for
if
Jason
I may,
until
I have
I think
my perfect
part four.
Segment,
really,
my
that's when he started like. Getting bigger and bigger.
Well,
can't Jason was at his scariest in parts
damn
two
you.
And three and even four because he was human
I
size.
That's
yes, he had he had you know
he's unnatural strength.
Unnatural strength, but he was scary because
he can
make
these people look a lot
our size. You know if you're gonna
size,
go for
but not Bryce's camera. Size. But when you have him up close,
well,
that's not
Bryce
scary.
Is Bryce is massive,
that,
so
that's not scary.
Overwhelming,
like
he's
he
just,
does.
He's just
he has that look to him.
I don't know what Bryce is talking about.
Him in a
Bryce, I know
a
solid
Thrones.
Rock. No,
he's already in the
him,
mode.
Yeah.
To be a good Jason.
yeah.
Right.
But the guy is.
Look at that monster.
Yeah, I love you, baby. And that's my point.
Friendships.
Hey, you know, Jim, you wanted this to be angry nerd
Game of Thrones.
Bringing
is,
the anger,
I would
okay.
say though, if we're going to go for large and
massive
for Jason, Jason is a presence undoubtedly, but he's not
from
so
wrestling.
Overwhelming
Triple
that
H.
he dwarfs
or Brock Lesnar.
I would say Triple
his
H.
Victims.
Triple H is menacing. You know?
And I would disagree,
well,
but I'll say that probably if we're going for overall height plus
in the movies,
muscle,
he is more human size.
Really
but I've seen more than a couple of comics wherein he does
but
sort of have
that
like
tall, and he is
that gets
inhumanly
whole,
like dwarfing, game, you know, size.
Right. I mean, it's almost too big. You want someone who's, you know, because, again, he's going
to
be behind the mask.
Do something,
a lot of times
like
the camera's just going
to
shoot him at an angle where you're not going to get his full
bag and whip them against a tree until they
physique,
are dead.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would say, at least not until like the last
third
of the movie,
the guy
when he's, you know, chasing you down.
The sheriff. The
are
guy
in
the,
those
well,
scenes.
The sheriff, the guy that
I've
you
seen
to
Triple
kill
H,
Jason.
Just when he comes down on stage,
you know, to do all the
he's a presence.
Oh, yeah.
A very menacing presence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we're going to go for that sort of thing,
that's
Bobby Lashley.
That's the guy that's
going to
fucking tear me in half like a goddamn phone book.
Disconcerting.
Oh, dude. Fuck.
And I would disagree with Brock Lesnar only on the respect.
Well, I'll let Bryce go because I've got
arguments.
He
shows a lot more
athleticism.
Who is yours? He's not as... He's
sorry,
a menacing presence when he gets in the
easy.
Ring, but
this
when he's
gonna be for the
coming
win.
Down and
I'm
you
gonna
see
go with
him
the Rock
marching,
you're all racist.
He's kind of hopping. He's
oh,
amped up.
Wait,
he's ready to
why
go.
Why can't
Jason
be
H,
black?
He's coming
huh?
down with a purpose,
yeah.
and how that is to murder whoever
the Rock
Johnson
is.
He's missing
like sure.
the elf.
Samoa
and
Undertaker.
Which, you know, I can agree
guys,
with, however,
I would actually go for
I don't know,
Kane,
I think
he's a
The Rock's
darker.
Presence,
well,
the way that he moves and the way that he acts almost comes out
yeah,
in
but,
anything
but again,
he does.
Yeah, body
you almost can't put a mask on The Rock
and
not know that it's The Rock.
I would say
yeah.
Undertaker
just
on
the way his mannerisms are, at least with Clegane, he's just kind of a slow, okie monster, you know. Which would lend itself more to that. I think you would have a hard time
Jason
scrambles under Jason's...
So okay, here's how it's going to shake out, because I'm the moderator, and I'm getting close
well,
on time.
Well, I think that also...
So,
here's how it breaks down. James, you get 1 point
the Rock
for your
the,
suggestion.
As Jason.
There would,
Danny,
somehow,
unfortunately,
I have to
remove
close
one
of the hockey
point
mask
from you because
you see that his
eyebrow
gets raised.
Right.
Really
yeah.
Said about that whole thing.
Again, you'd have a hard time hiding The Rock under Jason Voorhees'
suggestion and one for playing the race card.
But size-wise, I agree with you. But yeah,
it
that's really all that he's got going for him at that is just his
physique.
Of course, but Jason is usually hidden under very baggy, very loose hanging clothing. You know that he's huge, but he could have a big ass beer gut up underneath there. You probably wouldn't know the difference.
See, I don't think that Jason
Adam Sandler
Woody Allen
is.
They didn't start using larger individuals for Jason until, I think, part four, really.
Yeah.
Gilbert that's when he started like, getting bigger and bigger.
Well,
Jason was at his scariest in parts two and three and even four because he was human size. Yes, he had you know,
unnatural strength,
but he was scary because he could have been.
So
I feel like this is
our
right
size.
Because you're afraid of Bryce.
You know,
right?
If you're
going to go for
but not Bryce
bullshit...
No.
To be fair,
I'm
afraid of well, very,
that's,
very many,
that's
many
not
things.
He's just sad.
Bryce just happens to be one of them.
I don't know what Bryce you're
but,
Bryce,
next week, or whenever we have the next episode,
yeah,
I do feel like we should pass the mantle to somebody else so they get to be the moderator.
Samantha will be moderating the next Angry Nerd, yeah, and it will happen 2 weeks from today.
Friendship's sad.
It's angry
hey,
nerd.
You know, Jim, you wanted this to be
angry
nerds.
Bird.
I'm bringing.
I said angry nerd.
Though,
you
if
ass.
We're gonna go for large.
Get a better phone.
It's plural.
And follow
angry.
Bryce's logic.
Nerds.
Pull someone from
angry
professional
bird.
Wrestling. Triple H.
Rock.
And with that,
Brock Lesnar.
I would say Triple
say
H. Triple H is menacing.
With
us,
he
fuck
is.
Off.
I would say
shit.
Probably if we're going for overall height plus scary
fuck
muscle.
Fuck yourself.
You can't really go better than the Great Khali.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you, Big Jack. Thank you, Dan.
And he is
see,
awesome.
That gets into the whole Gregor Clegane thing.
Right.
I mean, it's almost too big. You want someone who's, you know, because, again, he's going to be behind the mask. A lot of times the camera's just going to shoot him at an angle where you're not going to get his full...
physique,
yeah.
Anyway.
I would say, at least not until, like, the last third of the movie when he's, you know, chasing you down.
Yeah.
And when you... are in those scenes, I've seen Triple H, just when he comes down on stage, he's a presence.
Oh, yeah.
A very menacing presence.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we're going to go for that sort of thing...
It's like Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley is very disconcerting.
Oh, dude.
And I would disagree with Brock Lesnar only on the respects that when he comes down, he shows a lot more athleticism. He's not as... He's a menacing presence when he gets in the ring, but when he's coming down and you see him marching, He's kind of hopping. He's amped up. Wait. He's ready to go. Triple H, he's coming down with a purpose, that is to murder whoever he's facing.
How are we missing the elephant in the room? Undertaker.
The Undertaker?
Kane. These guys
I would actually go more for Kane because he's a lot darker.
Well, and aside from that, he already had the mask.
He's
persona,
already got the mask,
so
yeah. But,
body and size and menacing and shape and how he moves.
I would say Undertaker on the respects of when you knock him down, he does that sit-up thing. And to see that happen.
That's more Michael Myers than it is Jason.
That's true.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Jason scrambles.
I will concede that point, yeah.
So, okay, here's how it's going to shake out, because I'm the moderator, and I'm getting close on time here. So, here's how it breaks down. James, you get 1 point for your suggestion. Danny, unfortunately, I had to remove 1 point from you because you stole Bryce's answer. It was very clear when you said it that Bryce was upset about that whole thing.
Thank you.
And Bryce, I'm just going to give you 2 points, one for your suggestion and one for playing the race card.
Thank you.
It always comes down to race with you, doesn't it?
Jerk.
Of course, something's got to run. So, based on that, we're going to have a little extra credit. Who would be the worst actor suggestion to play Jason, then? Everybody gets one answer, and that's it, and that's the end.
Adam Sandler.
Woody Allen.
Ooh, fuck.
Ooh. Damn.
Gilbert Godfrey.
New actor?
Gilbert Godfrey!
I'm going to give 5 points to Bryce for that, because I was thinking Gilbert Godfrey, and you read fucking mind. Bryce is this week's winner. Where did I come from behind you? It's like Jason does. He comes from behind, and he cuts you down. So
I feel
concludes.
Like this is rigged because you're afraid of Bryce.
Right. Calling bullshit.
To be fair, I'm afraid of very, very many, many things in this world. Bryce just happens to be one of them. But next week, or whenever we have the next episode, I do feel like we should pass the mantle to somebody else so they get to be the moderator.
Samantha will be moderating the next Angry Nerd, and it will happen 2 weeks from today.
It's Angry Nerd. Did Angry I? Birds?
I said Angry Nerd, you ass. Get a better phone.
It's plural. Angry
Nerds.
Angry Nerd.
And with that, we would like to say thank you for listening, and if you disagree with us, fuck off.
Eat shit.
Yeah. Fuck yourself.
Thank you, Bryce. Thank you, Big Jim. Thank you, Dan. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcaster.